Rishus Avi Mari. Chazorim left us Moino. So today we'll go through the Simon Shin Yudalid, Bez Hashem. And on Thursday, on Simon Shin Yigimel. The goal, as always, is to go through the Sugyas Bekitzer, focus on the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Taz Mar Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah, meaning with the Bi'alocha and the Sharetzin. Simon Shin Yudalid is the Sugya of Binyan Vestir Bekalim. The Makar for this Machlaikis of what halacha is negated bin investiro is based on three different sugyas. There's two places in Bayo, a machlokes beisil and beishamai. One time discussing a case of taking off a tris on yontif, meaning person is selling spices. It used to be they came in a box. You take off the cover to get the spices out. The Gemara over there says that on yontif it's mutter. A simplest yontif. What's the reason why it's mutter according to beisil, not beishamai? Says Gemara, because ain't been investir at all on Kalim. The reason why it comes to be grazer on Shabbos because it has a middle hinge there, not the top hinge and not the bottom hinge, but that's the middle one. We grazer the middle hinge onto the side hinges. Otherwise, in general, it's mutter because ain't been investir by Kalim. We have a second sugya beya, menorah shel chulyas, a case of a menorah that comes in different pieces over here, and you put together back and forth against machlokes beisil and meishamai. Beisil says you can put the menorah back together, reassemble its pieces, because ain't been investir b'kelim. A third sugya, Rava, one Shabbos daf kol chabeis, brings down someone has a shader teva migdol. He has these boxes with towers or these closets over here. You want to take the door off. The way that the Taz by us the sim explains, the door has zero hinges. You want to take them off. According to Beisil, the mice said smoter because ain't been investir b'kelim. How would I put it back? There's a gzera of Shem Yitoka. So it comes out from these three sugyas, clearly, once we pass like Beis Hillel and Rava, halacha is to reassemble Kalim that have different parts to it, whether it's Mershal Prokim, or case of Trisim, or Delis, the Maisit Smutter. That might certain time make Gezeris, but that's the Kala Maisit Smutter. The question is, we see by reassembling pieces, from two different sugyas, one will learn Shabbos and Daf Beis and Beis, the Gemara discusses all Shufsha Bukufta in the Mara. Someone puts the handle inside the shovel with the peg inside, jamming in. Rava says, "Yechayim Shemboino, I ain't been in Bekelim." The second case, we have the Gemara from Zayin, a Midrash Shal Parakim, that the salesperson goes from place to place. The Gemara says to make it was the Kula Tzchayiv Chatos. Says Rishonim Why Chayiv Chatos? It's the Suga of Boino. Myself, why is the Boino for it? This reassembling things supposed to be mutter. So the way how the Rosh and the Ran they want to answer is the Chiluk whether creating a kli. The din of binyan gomer, mash enkin, reassembling a kli, that's nichol negeta of binyan grua. Binyan gomer, everyone agrees, even Beis Hillel and Rava agrees the maisa yechayiv. Mash enkin, a case of binyan grua, that's the yisod of the heter, ain binyan vesir bekelim, by this case of this trisim, the case where we have this delas, ukadoimo. A second question we had, is the stira on the sugya of stira. We have a mission daf kuf mevav, it says a person can take a chavis and open it up on Shabbos, vach lois kamel lasis kli. So it's still on a kli the maisets mutter. Yet we have a sugar and erivin and the aflam and dalet. The Gemara has a case of a migdol, a closet, that you put the eriv inside and you lost the key. The Gemara says it's an eriv. Vek the Gemara, why is that so? The eriv is one place and zero somewhere else. The Gemara says, Havamina, you cannot open up this closet, cannot break the closet. What's Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara's maskon is a migdol shlevenim. It's not attached to these bricks over here. It's easily to open up. We see clearly from what's happening, you cannot break open this kli over here, this closet. The chur, we have a problem. So come along, we show them, and they give different terutzim. One, the Ran wants to answer the chilk, whether it's a kli gadol or kli cotton. But the case of a chavis is a kli cotton, that's a locha. Ain't stira b'kelim. Masha Enkin, the situation in the Erevin is a migdal, a closet, it's more than the case of memso, says the Rishonim. And therefore, as a get of karko, therefore come along to answer it. That's one teretz. A second teretz, the way our Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Torah, they want to machalk whether the case is mustaki or not. When the case is a mustaki, in the case by Chobos, it's mutter. Masha Enkein, by the case of a migdal, it's not a case of mustaki. Now, what is the chilik between mustaki and not? The way the Rishonim say over, they say over two different ways. There's one way of saying over Tosfos and Shabbos, it's because you have a gezerah, Shem Yiskavon, Lasis Kli. That means you have a Kli Shalom, what is the Isser? This is Drabbanon. Masha Enkein, the way Tosfos says over an Erevin, the issue is when you have a Kli Shalom, there is Bin Yavistir by a Kli Shalom over here. So come down to the Rishonim, We have four different ideas floating around, and we'll see they're all brought down l'alocha. We have one idea that those hold ain't binyan v'stir in kelim at all. That's me, Rashi Shita, that's the Reb. They hold always mutter. There's a second Shita to mechalk with a kli gadol or kli katan, that's the Ran Shita. We have a third mahalach to get to the sugya of mustaki, and the two ways to say over when it's not mustaki, why is it osir? Either exer shem iskaven kli or kli shalom is osir. And number four, we have the idea of oisir kli, there's no heter of binyan v'stir b'kelim. Those are the four ideas in the Rishonim come from different sugyas. Halacha Maisa, again, they're all brought down. First, Kamal Mechaber, he starts off in Sefalf and says, Ein binyan v'stir b'kelim hani mili was not a kli mamish, not binyan mamish. Like a case of a mustaki, let's say the word mustaki, but his words are by Nishpo v'dibuk shever b'zefes. When you have tar, you stick it together. That means Meduik explains the Mishnah Berurah, but however, a kli gomer, the issue is there is binyan v'stir b'kelim. That means he came along and says the teretz of mustaki, like one malach of tesis. Coming with Magav Ramos of Kodin Gimel, brings down the second malach of tesis, inside the sugya of Shem Yiskavim, last is kli. That means he came along and really point out the Rosh is both, and both can be emes, that we have a bayat by kli sholom, number one, inside it's a din of stir b'kelim. And number two, inside Shem Yiskavim, last is kli. Oid, coming with Ramos, brings down the other teretz, the Ran's teretz, the chiluk, whether it's a kli gadol or kli katan. And therefore it's said by case of Memsal and Maisetz Osir. Explains the Mishmur, the Yisrael Memsal has the get of oil. And therefore we know once the get of Karko, Binnim Bekarko is a kol shu, the Mishnah Davko Beis. Therefore in case of Yitz Osir. Kabbalah the Goin, brought down by the Mishmur, Sivkot and Zayin. He went to other Malach among the Rishonim, that Me'ika din there is no steer of Bekelim at all. In any case, however to make it clear over the Isser, why mitzvah makar patish? That means Rashi Shita is ain't binyan v'stir b'kelim at all. However, the case of mitzvah prokum says Rashi Yechayiv chatos. Why mitzvah sugya makar patish? And therefore, a mitzvah of the Shita will get the mechaber in Siv Zayin. The fourth thing is oisikli. Now, oisikli is not brought down in Siv Aleph clearly. A little bit in the Goyin over here. The question is: there chalutin oisikli, or the case of reassembling kelim? So we have the mechaber in Siman Shinyu Gimel. In Siftes, he's discussing to care 8 per 8, putting a piece of wood one side on the other. The Mechaber says that's Nichol Issa of Boino. Boino, not just Makar Patish. Boino. Brought down by the Magavam in our Simon and Sifkot Niyud. Says the Mishbu of the Magavam over there on Siftes, who didn't you have a case of a shovel? And you put the peg inside with the handle inside. Also, you have inside the sugar of Boino. What is the chil between the case of Shuisin? And the case of Nosha Chulius Dalsh and the Delit of a box, versus the case over here of a shovel, the chilik is oisikli. That means you're passing also, and therefore it makes sense why the Magavram and Simon Shini Gimel Sivov, by the case of Shemei Toka, what is the Isser? Says the Magavram Shemei Toka, as Baina Shaboy. Hagam, it's not Muchach, you can also answer, it's Makar Patish Shemei Toka. You can say either one. That's why the Mishabu and Simon Shini Gimel and Sivov brings down, those say it's Makar Patish Kabila Kuliyamo. Yesh Oimim, that's the Mogar Rom, also Mitzad the Sugya of Boino, Mitzad the Ran, which sounds like it's a Machaber Shita, also, Michosh is the Sugya of Oisakli. That means every Mahalach in the Rishonim is brought down. Now, again, you have to know how to apply practically what the Mitzarif is. That means somebody asks you, do you pass ain't been in the Sugya of you don't say yes or no, you have to say, these are the Protim, these are the Klolim, this is what comes out. Fine, that's Beklolius. We go through the Sifon, what it says over here. First, Mechaber starts off saying that ain't binyan v'stir b'kelim, that the whole entire locha is dafka when it's not a binyan mamish, that's when it's going to be mutter, otherwise it'll be osir. Therefore, the locha is you can break it, take things out. Now, where can you break it? Brings down the Meshavuah that the Prim Gadol is mitzadet. You can break it even not with the Zephis. That means you have a barrel put together with tar. You have options where to break it. The locha says the Meshavuah mitzadet means any place. That means on the tzad that you hold, not the way dafka on the Zephis, or come out, let's say your tuna fish cans are mustaki. Those who go this way won't have a heter breaking it. There's no zephyrs there. It's only going on the tzad of the Mishmur that says you can break it, not on the mokum of the zephyrs. Come on, Gemon. He says, Alokhavi is when it's not machzik memso. What is the definition of memso? So it means when you have amo, by the amis, but does not mean the chalal inside. That means don't take the 40 inside. It means counting the thickness of the walls. It means you count from the outside. Now, it says over here in the Mishmur, you don't count the legs. Don't count the rim. It means you take the box and you count from the outside. That defines memso over here. Now the most thing to be machmor in the case over here of memso, coming the bialocha brings down that the El Rabbah brings down the Rashi and avoids Hakodesh. That he says by the case of a mustaki, even more than Memso, the Maisi can be Mekel. And therefore the Mishmur says, can be summoned upon the Shita, Ayidei, the case of Anochri, the south of the Mechaber in Sif Zayin. Now the Mechaber goes on further and says, even though we have a Het of a Mustiki, he says, Bilvad for Iskavim to make a neck of Yofo, if not Nichol Gedem a Sakimono. That's the Mishnah, on that Kuf Benvov, Amin Aleph, he can't Iskavim last his Kli. Explains the Mishmur coming from the Taz, what type of neck are you making over here? He says, it depends. If it's a neck of the goes Lohitzi Ula Achnes, then you're even in Nisar Dereiso. Masha'enki, it's a neck of only Lohitzi Ula Achnes, then it's a case of Drabonon, not like the Chaz Nishan says, both cases are cases of Drabonon over here. Now, Mishmur says over here, what is the case of Vashas Kavan Lassas Kli? The words of Rashi on Kuf Mem Vov is, they make sure not make a neck of Yofo. The words of Rashi and Beyer is, but Vash is not miscavenant to chop it off and make it nice, a nice opening. Both of them are basically the same yisoid. You should not have kavono to make it roi for shimush. Either way you go with, if you have kavono to make it roi for shimush, that's misakamono, otherwise it'll be mutter. Continues the Mechaber. Unless you have a kli over here, that's a kli sholem. The loch is also to break it, even though you're not making a kli. And he said, number two, even a neck of almo. That means he says, shvira is also, and even a neck of his also. Now, why Shvira Osir? Explains that Mishnah Berurah really depends. If it's Avonas Livnois, it's in their Iso. But even Shlomanas Livnois, as a case of Kilkul, it's Osir. Kamal Gomagarbam says, even though it's Kilkul, it's Osir. Agam Rashi Shita is that Kilkul, Litzarech Shabbos, is Mutter. That's the Sugar Kuf Mevav. All the Rishon Maisa disagree with Rashi, and there is no Heter of Kilkul, Litzarech Shabbos. Mamshech the Bi'alocha, when he brings this down, he says, V'oid, even in Rashi Shito, Rashi is only saying that Dafka in the Sugya of Bini Vistir Bekalim. Mashenkin, all of the Melochas, Loid Mitzinu Shum Shvus at all, is the head of Kilkul and Tzarech Shabbos. We'll be very again to learn the Sugya of Korea, the newest place can want to tie it, there's a Heter of Korea that's Kilkul and Tzarech Shabbos. They point out this Bi'alocha says it not that way, which can involve what is a head to rip things on Shabbos. I'll be kilkul and tzarech Shabbos. The Bi'alocha is clear. Loi metzinu shum shvus. And even Rashi agrees to it. Now Rashi, Mishmur has a problem over here. The Mechab is a double loshen. It says loshen of shvira, loshen of a nekev. What's the double point over here? So being down Levus Esrad, it's come to tell you a double aspect. Number one, he says over here, even in case he's not making a Pesach, the only case over here of breaking it. And number two, even a case where it's only nekev ba'almo, even though you have tarti and litavuso, a case that you're not really breaking the chovitz, not making a Pesach, still it's also. Making a nekev that's not destroying it, not a hole, still it's also. Why is Osfor Mishmur not say why? Look up Levush Esrat, says either Shem Yiskav and Lashon Pesach, or Mitzah the Prima Godim, who are Tavu Levush, is Nichol Ked of Stiro. So come down Lechura, any hole, let's say in the Shei Teled, Lechura, according to Mishmur, is also. Even though it's not really a Shvir over here, even though it's not a real Pesach over here, still it's also. Mamshich l'mechaber, to warn something, what's the halacha? By the case of a kli sholem, the Gemara in Dafkuf Mevov has machlokes over there, to know him. Those who want tain it's mutter, Yesh Urim says it's osir. Mechaber passing like the Yesh Urim, to warn it, l'mais it's osir. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, when you have a case of a neck of the warden it, and you do not even make a really gaining out of it, it was made for a case only lahitzi, and you warden it, and still it's only a case lahitzi. Still, since you're warning it, you're still over the isser, a gam not really getting out of it. Now the Amos says halacha only the condition you'll be mechavim for it, and the idea of the long taz the magaram and the mishmur over here we'll get to back to Sif Yud Beis, Be'ez Hashem soon to understand what's going on over here. This the mishmur ends off calling the magaram five different halachas from the Rambam, four from the Rambam, that he starts off saying first to get to the idea of nekev. The halacha is that lahitzi ulahachnis you're even isser deraisa. Like case of a little shotanagol, when you want to beat both ways, nichli get a makar patish. Therefore came on Chazal, and they asked that even one or the other, Shemi might come make a nekev with lohitzi ulachnis. That's the gemara dafkuf mevov aleph. Now, Kamal Mishmur explains this halacha is even a law that's not mukhubal karko. Still, we have a halacha that's not a tzabayno, but it's a sugya makar patish. A second halacha brought down by the Mishnah Berurah that any gemara malacha is nichol geder of tolodes of makar patish. I mean, even though it says Lashon V'yamakav Patrish, means any case that way is Nichol in this halacha. Number three says the Mishnah Berurah, you have a nekev, whether the hole is inside eitz, whether inside matechas, when the kli, or in the case of a building,
The loch is a chayv of a toledus, a makar patrish, and therefore it depends. If it's la'aitzi la'achnis, be chayv, only one or the other, only case of drabonim. Now, Mishmur says, when it says any Pesach, la'aitzi la'achnis, it says really depends. If it's made for food, said the Shatzin, that's la'aitzi la'achnis. Well, let's say things are not made for food, it's other things, then whatever the derech is. If the derech is tashmishi, it's only one or the other, still you be chayv for it. The fourth halacha of the Mishmur brings down a person might say has a peg over here, he sticks into the wall, a nail over here, and there we can hang things up, also nichel to get a makel patish. The fifth halacha says a person, let's say, has a karka, he wants to make a neck over there to let the water flow out from his house, also nichel the isser of bain over here. Simpes, we have a halacha over here of a neck that got stuffed up. The Kamal Gemara on Dakum Mevav says, lechatchila, person's not open up the neck that was stuffed up. Kamal Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur says, it really depends. If it's a case of lechazek, it's also. However, if a case of leshamer, it's mutter. What does that mean? It's machloikis. Rav Chizda says a case of lamati min hayayin is lechazek. Mashayin to lamayla min hayayin. At Sada Sheni, Rav says fakert, lamati min hashmorim is going to be also lechazek. Lamayla min hashmorim, lamayla is going to be mutter. Aloch lamayla, come on the mechaber, he passed like Rav. He says, lamati min hashmorim is nechal negedev as tim ma'alyo, lost the shame Pesach. If when we open it, nichol get or making a Pesach over here. L'mayla min hashmorim, the Pesach is still there, you're not creating anything, therefore you'll have to reopen it. Now the Mishmur points out, when saying reopen, does not mean the case where this Pesach got closed up and you're reopening the same one. Let's say closed up and you open up another one. You want to go back to the one that closed up, even that's mutter. I got to use something else. You'll have to go back and reopen something that you closed up, that got closed up. Now this halacha is also, says the Mishmur, it's also whether it's lahitzi ulahachnis or one or just lahitzi ulahachnis. So the Mishmur and the Hetu is also does not make a difference whether it's lahitzi ulahachnis, both or one or the other. That means the Isser is going to be in both cases and the Hetu is going to be on both cases. Sif Gimel is the case when you have a Nekev that was there right beforehand and now you want to open it up using a Kli, a Mekadachat. Even though it's a Kli Meyuchalakach, Lamaisi you're allowed to open up this Nekev Yoshin over here. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha when you want to open it up, he says, even though the Beis Yosef sounds like to make it wider is mutter, Mishnah Berurah is not passing not this way, he says halacha is to widen it, lemaisa it's ulcer. Therefore, for example, let's say you open up your tuna fish can to a certain hole, and now you want to make it wider the hole, that's why it's saying over here it's ulcer. There's no head to make things wider, even though the hole was a neck of Yoshin over here. Now, what's the reason over here? Because when you have a neck of Yoshin, the steam is not nichel again of losing the shame over here. It's like a magufa that's made to come off. And therefore, the loch is, it's not being misak anything. And therefore, you can use a kli that's even misuk lakach to open it up. Therefore, it says in the Mishnah, you want to use a case of a corkscrew, opening up the cork from inside the bottle. Lamaisa, that's mutter. Now, the Mishnah says, lav dafka, when it got stuffed up by the barisov, by a spout, means anything that got stuffed up. Mechabes Mamshech has said this halacha that those who are tying on the kolboy is not from the case of a chovis shel cheres. Let's say the chovis over here is shel eitz, and the cork they're using is eitz, and the cork over here you cut off, and adash shloi loitzi, and it really says 4 points over here. It's eitz with eitz cut. I'm not shloi loitzi. Then they want to tie this nichol together of neck of chodesh, and therefore it's also halacha ma'isi. We pass like this. Mishmur brings down machlokes. The Eli Rabba and the Nachas Tzvi want say we do not pass like it. Asala Sheni the Chokh Masod, the Pim Gonal say we do pass him like this cowboy. And the Shayat Siyam brings on the grass, says it's a Kodal, the person can be Mekel. They point out in the Ger to our corks in general, it's a Das Loitzi, which is not in the Ger to the Shayla at all, besides the case of usually glass over here, Nevada, you can't take out our corks over here, not Nichol in the Shayla. Siftal is a case where a person wants to put one spout inside the other spout to make it easier to get something to come out over here. So come on, the Mechabit says it's Mice is Mutter bang one side on the other. And the Rambam speaks out to clarify it. Means, of course, when it's not lamatim in hashmorim, if it's lamatim in hashmorim, lo tishem pesach. It's only a case of lamaylam in hashmorim. Sifrei is a case of a marriage of a spout. The Gemara has two sugyas over here on that kum mevov beis. We only have a case of a gufsa. A gufsa basically is a pipe with a chalal inside. The question is, can you put it as the first time as a spout inside your barrel? Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav wants to answer. Mash Enkin Shmuel says to matter it. They bring down Machloik Sanoim of Yoshio that says Maisa to be Mekel. The more passing like of Yoshio, and therefore the Mechaba says very clear, you want to take this Chalal, this Kona that has a Chalal to it, and make it this spout to put it inside, the Maisa it's Mutter. Why explains it with Shabuah? It's Oyman Musuk Lakach, and therefore you're not really making a kli over here. However, it goes on the Mishmur further and says, but let's say you take this spout and you want to jam it inside. To jam it inside, the nichel together of gemar melocha, makah patrisha, and the saucer. Now, some were asking why dafka be jamming inside by the case of tekuah, even the case of haduk should be also nichel together of iser. Shouldn't gimel sevav. Boyd Kamal Chaznishi also wants to argue on the Mishmur and says he has different kashas upon him. He wants to say the kimt over here is even by tekuah smotu as a heter of kisa kalim. I explained why is there a heter of kisa kalim when you attach it, it's the shimush, and therefore it should be inaugurating. He says a pelvic idea over here that since after you connect it, you do not want the arkova, you want to take it out. Like I'm the shimush when you're connecting it, but you only want it there for that moment, and then you want to take it out. Nichol the heter of kisa kalim. So kisa kalim for the chandish has a heter, even though that's the shimush you plan to take it out. I said at the end of the day, he says, Mishmur, argue with him, Chayshin, Chayyab, Chadish, still there, but there are two malachim on the stand this figure. The second Kim Tigmar Nakuf involved in the case of an asa, a myrtle, or a hatas over here, they want to make it into a case of a spout. So come look the Gemara and says over here that it's usur. Why is it usur for? The Gemara has machlekes, Rav Yemar, and Rav Ashi. Rav Yemar says usur because you might come to make a ma'aser of a real sprout. Rav Yemar says the ma'aser is usur, so the sugyo of Shemi Yaktun might come to cut it. How do we paskin? Which reason is the ikka reason? It's machlekes between the Machaber and Ramah. Machab brings down the Yisrael over here, you might come to Masak in the Marzev, like a Yemar. Masha Enkin, the Ramah brings down the Sugah of Shemi Yachter, explains the Mishnebura, they're taking on two different reasons over here. The argument with the reason over here is, now the Taz has a side question over here. The Locha and Simon Shuncha Beis is, let's say a person has Michael Behemo, he has straw, and he wants to Masak in it, make it a toothpick. It's mutter. So you'll not take a Kli over here, something that's Michael Behemo, Hadassim is Michael Behemo. It's saying over here, you cannot be masak in it. Correct the Taz, why is it dasim different in the case of all Michael Behemoth, that person can't be masak in it? So the Taz, hocha gertve. He doesn't explain exactly why that's so. However, the way Amagavram answers, and the Mishpura brings down the Simon Shincha Beis, it really depends where the tikkun is. Is the tikkun of the Guf HaDover, you take the straw and you want to make it into a toothpick? That thing itself, there's no real chashivas over here, it's a Michael Behemoth, that lamaisa will be mutter. Masha Enkin, you take something and you want to take the hadas and now masakin the barrel of it, the spout of it, to something else. That maisa, that's going to be a case that's also over here. That's why over here is goritvei. Now the Gemara brings down an afkamina to Rav Yemar and Rav Ashi whether the kotim manche. That means explains the Mishabura in the case where you have a bunch of them being cut. What the loch is, and it points out the Mishabura that's only brought down this heter according to Ramah, that he holds the iser is shemi yaktum. You have a bunch of them cut. There's no chash shemi yaktim. Mashenkin the issa shemi yisakin marzev. You still have the chash of shemi yisakin marzev. Now, how much is a bunch cut? The sharetzini begins on the machlekes. Is the case over here have to be at least two? That's the Torah. Or is it be a case of at least four? That's the case of the bach over here. Bialocha does bring down another pshat in the sugar by the chenal. What's the case of cut to mamanche? Does it mean that you put it inside the barrel before Shabbos? You use it already as a spout before Shabbos. It comes out according to the Ben Echanan. If you not put it before Shabbos, lukuli on what's also. The reason why the Mishmur is bringing down to Ben Echanan, it points out that if you do not put it in before Shabbos, don't be summoned upon the Amor with the Mechaber. You should know there's a reason out there the Maaser comes along to answer it. Sivav, the Sugah of Megufa, a case of a lid. Now, there are three statements in the Gemara. I'm going to pass like brought down in Sivav all three statements. We first have the mission that says, the person that cannot make a magufa in the lid, according to Yehuda, Masha Enkin, the Chomet says you can't make a nekiv inside the magufa over here. However, even for the Chomet, cannot do a betzida on the side. Number two, the Gemara says, what is the machlokes? Rav Huna says the machlokes is by the case of Lamailo. However, the side, whether the side of the Chavis or the side of the magufa, Mais is always Aser. Asad Hashem, Rav Chizit said, what's the machlokes? When that's sad. Lamailo ever gives the motor. I said loikven mitzido. That means lamata by the case of the chovis. So you have machlokes of Huna Chizah. Where is the machlokes of Chum and Rabbi Yehuda? Number three, a third statement. The Gemara has a brisa bring down Shimon ben Gamliel. Says you want to take a sword, chop open the barrel, take off the top. The ma'aser says smuta and put it in front of Aruchim. Three different statements. Kamal the Mechaber brings down all three statements. The first statement over here of chopping off the barrel says the ma'aser says muta. Why could not miskaven to make a pesach over here? Now, first, Mishmur has a question: a sayif, a sword, and Shabbos, the klishul makla iser. How can you go use it? He says you want the club klishe mach the iser simin shenches sif gimel. It's mutl tzar kufay mekaymoy. This is the case of tzar kufay. You want to open up the chavis. Now the reason he said why it's mutter, he says because it's clearly they're not coming to make a pesach over here. Come to only ayin yafkam lechavin. Can you make it such a wide thing, chopping off the top? Now he's moisev a chiddush over here. The El Rabba b'shem the Mashal. This halacha is dafne kimto where it's orchid. Where there's a chocho ayin yafkam lechavin. If there is no a chocho ayin yafkam lechavin, even chopping off the top, lemais will be osur. The Kamal Gatazan says this idea of chopping off should not make a chilek whether it's a case of a mustagi or a case of a klisholim. Have the Mishmur did not go that way. He went like the Mogra Vom. It says it depends. When it's chopping off the top, where is the top? Are we discussing where we have basically we have a chovis, we have the tit, and we have the maguf for the lid. Are you chopping off only the lid or chopping off part of the chovis itself? Says the Mishmur of the Mogra Vom, it really depends. If it's a klisholim, therefore to chop off part of the chovis, Klisholim cannot do an act of steer over here. Therefore, be also. She only chopped off the magufa, the lid itself. I think Mordap Mechas says magufa and the chibur. Masha'ekin discussing a sugya mustiki. Mustiki, you want to chop it open. There's no steer by the sugya mustiki. Then you can chop off and break off even the chavas itself. The second thing the Mechabah brings down is when you make a neck on the side, what the loch is, he passes it like a funo. It says to make it on the side, whether on the magufa, one on the chavas. The loch is the maisitz osir. Why? Can you come to say, you come to have kavona to make a pesach? Make a pesach, that's osir. Mesach and mon over here. Now, come on, the Mishmur says, does not make a difference whether the pesach will be his neck of cotton, on lohitzi, or in the case of gadol. Either way, we come on to asr over here. The Sfari speaks out why that's so. He says, because if you're really coming to just take out, why in the world are you making a pesach in the magufa? A person should chop off the top. So the fact that you're making a pesach must be you have kavona to make a pesach. I would make a pesach on top. Why the mice that's mutter? Because over there, if you're making a top, things will fall inside. So it must be a case of ayin yafkam komechavin. That means it sounds like you have to have a chocho, or to explain why exactly you're doing something. If you cannot explain why you're doing it for, we're assuming it's mitzvah to get a pesach. The third thing the mechavin says over here, the loch is lemaylo. Since you get namis coming to make the pesach, we're going to pass like a chomun, not like a behudo, and a person who can't make a neck of in the magufa in love itself. Explains the Taz that over here on the Maila we have two things over here. There are a case over here that's really on the side, but we have a case over here that's not there for things to fall inside. And also, you take off the Magufa itself. So it says when you have one or the other coming to Asir, we have both of the mice coming to Mekel. Now, the Taz has a Chiddush over here. It says, let's say you have the top of the Magufa Shechavis. Not the Magufa, the Chavis itself. That means you have a Chavis, the Chavis goes in, then goes up, and then you have a lid. So you can have a top to the chavis itself on the side. Can you make a hole to the top of the chavis? The Taz L'maisa won't say you can. However, the Mishmuah goes not like that, like the Magavom. He tines that anytime you make a hole in the chavis in and of itself, L'maisa, that's also. Now, the Magavom is an obvious question. In Sif Aleph, we paskin, the loch is you cannot make a nekev inside the chavis. Over here, saying a person can make a nekev inside. Maisa, what is the difference between the two cases over here? Why is the Magufa different than the Chavis itself? So come along, the Magavam points out that a Magufa will make the hole inside. Even Lahoitzi Ulach, there's both of them. Maisa is not a Chiba, and there's no Chiba over here. So we're not going to make a Gezerah on things that even when you do it, and the worst Akimto will not be a case of the Raisa, we're not going to answer it. Masha and Kain, in the regular case of a Chavis, of a Chavis Shleimo, the Maisa come along to answer it, because if do Lahoitzi Lach, it'll be the Raisa, therefore make a Gezerah to make a Nekiv. Now, in this situation, you're making a nekev on top, Kamal Mishmuel says, over here, you do not need Orchim. The only time you need Orchim, you're chopping off the top. The Chulis for is, here you have a chocho, the fact that you have a hole on top, and therefore things fall inside, must be l'ayin yofa kamachavim. Now, there's a very important Mishmuel over here in Sifkon Chafei, which Makavam brings down later on in the Simin, it's a Sefto. It's not really the guarantee to our Sugyo, but it's very, very important to learn the Sugyo of Kureya. The Sefto over there says, a person has a right to rip or a kabe chofes, cannot make a spout. That means you have a heta of ripping things on Shabbos. The question is, what is a heta for? It's one of the lam test malachas. Especially once we have the bialoch over here that says, the person, is a heta of kilkel. They point out, this is after what the Mishmur is passing like, has a big issue what the heta of ripping things are, which we'll have to get back to numus malachim, hanisam shan, the Mishnah Berurah. Next four sefim is really one sugyo, the sugyo of chesamois by Kalim. The Ma'amok of this Indian, Taisha brings down on Daf Kuf Mevov, a sugyo in Bay and Daf Laman Aleph. Over there, Shmuel says, the chilek where these chosomuses, where these seals, these rope around these things are. If it's around the case of karka, the lochas can be matter, you can untie it. You cannot do a case of mafkia or chaytech. Masha'enkin, the rope is around kalim. Then the lochas, the person has a right to be matter, mafkia, or chaytech, three different things. Now, the get to kalim, we'll get to the sif yud. I'm now discussing first the case, the get to karka, sif yud. The get to kalim is the next three sifim, next two sifim. The first starts with the mechaber, yeah, the chasamas, the kalim over here. The loch is very clear. Again, the paskin that a person has a right to untie it, has a right to be able to cut it, has a right to unravel the rope. Latically also, you unravel the rope. Now, what does loshen chasamas mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, means loshen of skiro, loshen of closing, a seal over here. So therefore, basically, you have a box, and you want to seal it or close it, you put rope around it. That's what the loshen chazal mean. When it says chasamas, it's a seal over here, it's called a rope. The loch over here is, first, number one, you can untie it. The locha on Shabbos is one lamb test from lochas is untying. So it says Mishnah Berurah based upon the locha and Simon Shin Yud Zayin. The locha is, since it's not made with Kayim, a case of Kesher Head yet, therefore that's why it's mutter. It's made with Kayim. And Chanami will be also. They get the sugar of cutting with it, with a rope. He says, why is it mutter for? We hold this Isser of Bini Mistir, that's a case of a mustiki. So it's not really a din of mustiki, it's a side over here that anytime it's a stira gemuro, then it's me also. Therefore, this rope wrapped around the kli is not the kli itself. It's a stira guru over here. Therefore, that situation can be mutter, has the din of ein binin v'stir v'kelim. Mashenkin is the binin gomer, make it kli gomer, that's also. Mashenkin doing something gemur over here, that'll be a case that's also over here. Mashenkin breaking a lock, that's a case of stira gemur. Therefore, that's also. Now, the lochavir says, lahatikli also means to unravel the rope. The Mishmuvi is sent to when he writes to Bialoch in the next Sif and Sifrei that the Rav Maisa disagrees with this halacha, the person cannot unravel the rope. The second case in the Mechab over here in the Sif Zayin is Adir Pesachas. The person has a lock over here that he wants to break, whether it's eight, whether it's a case of Matach over here. Come on, the Mechab and says, halacha is you cannot break it. Why? Once you pass in Sif Aleph, the Isser of Bini Vasir Bekalim by Kli Gomer, this Nichol and that Isser over here is also for that reason. The third case. Case over here of removing the tsirim, the door from the tsir, the tsir from the hinge itself. The loch over here brings down mechaber two shitas. Those ones say it's ulcer, those ones say it's mutter. The tzad kamlung mishmuot say it's ulcer. There's no difference whether to take off the hinge or put the door back to it. Might see either way taking off besides so putting back nichol get it or binyan. Those who are matter it, also there's no difference over here. What's it tzad to matter? Again with the side of a stira gruo. You're not really breaking anything. That means again, there's no din mustiki. There's no yisoid mustiki as exerts a kosher that's being mutter. Yisoid mustiki means any kli grua or stira grua is a heter. What's a stira grua? A rope. What's a stira grua? Could be the case of taking off the hinges. But yisoid is a stira grua. That's why taking off by the trisim is mutter. By delas tabax is mutter. The yisoid is stira grua. The example usually is when Mechab says is mustiki. But it's a club. It's not the din mustiki. It means anything that's a stira grua. Now, the Kamal Magavam, and he has a question now. He's saying over here, Yesh Matim taking off the hinges of Mutter. I again, the Simon Shinya Gimel Sif Tess, we're saying a person to put together eights with eights over there, the Loch is it's also Nichol Geder Baino. And taking apart, says the Rambam brought down by the Magavam, Mishmo over there, Nichol Geder of Saiser. Says the Magavam, again, the same thing we said beforehand, that since it's a Stiro Gruo and a Stiro Gemuro, it depends what you're doing over here. Over here in Sif Tess, you make it Kli Gomer. That's oistikli, that's Ziran, that's the Malach of Taisus, you're making it clear over here, and Batsim Rosh also brings it down, making it clear over here, that's Nichol Geder of Binyan Gomer, that's also. Masha Enke taking off from the Tzir, that's a Stira Gerua, that might be the case that's Mut over here. That means clearly, Magavon is passing again, the round sheet of oistikli. Now, come along the Magavon and Mishmur, they bring down this whole entire head of taking off the hinges, or off from the hinges, Dafka, when you do not use Mismarim. If you use Mismarim, that's mamish masakamoni. You're really creating something. It's definitely get tkua and value even is deraisa. And therefore, even take off through a case of a goy, that might still be also. The fourth thing Mechaber says, he goes back what he mentioned before in the case of Pesachas, a case of lak. Before he said Pesachas, the mice is an iser stiro. Here comes and says yish matir yish oisrim. But why is it being it down for? To end off yish lahater aydei nachri. Biadova explains to Mishmua. He says first of all, no din and adafka laks. Means anything over here, any box over here, anything you're discussing, all kalim. However, what's the yesh matirim? That's Rashi shito. That's the re'im shito. The loch is ain't binim stir b'kalim at all. That's how the goyim is passing in sifal by the mishmur sifkot zayin. The Mechab is bringing it down. Why is he bringing it down for? Says the Mishabua to come tell you, Neger Tamila Nochu with Semchan the Shita. Semchan the Shita. That means besides the going passing by Yisrael, and the Archa Shulchan Moshe says, Ain Limchos, people will Semch upon it. That means you want to take a pin and put inside your Shaita lead. Ain Limchos. But yet, go ahead and go do it. The Levad is Motor. That's before Shah and the Mechab that way. Hagam, the Mishabua goes a further. According to the Maharam, who quotes a Yesh Oim in the Marshal, that there is no special halacha beheta aydei nachri, and daf can negate the sugya of hefsim rubo or something that's nechbaz harbei tzarach mitzvah, then a person can be mekel. That means even in this mechabah shita, we stumble upon this idea of ain bin yisir bekelim at all, but negate the mila nachri. Still, the mishmur brings down those who want to be machmer and say only by tzarach harbei or kedoymo. Sivches is continuing in the same vein over here. Negate the sugya of chayslois. The gemara daf comes involved. By all says, a person that has chayshlis by Gregus or by Tamarim, the loch is again to be things matir, mafkia, v'chaytech. That same loch in Tziv Zayin. However, come along the cold boy, and it's most of a very important yisoid. Lav dafka, the rope around it, are you allowed to cut, break, and unravel? Who would in the kli in and of itself can break? Even the kli itself. Says the cold boy, why? It's like breaking an egg, a walnut, a shocked, an almond over here. It's like taking a bone, and you want to break, open it up, and take out the marrow. No problem. That means again, come along the Mechab and says both points over here. Number one, yeah, these things around the Tamar's and Gregor's. The loch is a person can be mafkia, matir, can be matir, seiser, and mechaitich. Void, I feel a goof on your right to go break. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. The first half, that's of Zayin. There's no chiddush in that. The second half, I feel a goof on the mice is a master chiddush, the head of chayslais, the oilam calls it. That's a chiddush of Kolboy brought down by the Mechaber. Now they point out, you read the Mishnah Berurah, the Maggid Avraham, what is the kimta of chayslis that come to have this het over here? The words of the Mishnah Berurah, Maggid Avraham, is not a keli gomer. Just first two things. First, what's the metzias over here, and what's the kimta? The metzias is that a person has these palm branches, that a person made into a wicker basket, and come to help ripen the fruit that are inside. That is tomorrow, they're not ripened yet, you want to help ripen it. That's aleph. That means it's a specific box you made from this palm branch to help ripen it. V'oid says Mishnah Berurah, Maggid Avraham, this kli over here is not a keli gomer. It's not a kli gomer. However, in a case of a kli gomer, the maisa is osir. Be osir. The simple meaning of the Maggid Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, is that the chayslis does not apply by kli gomer. Nothing more than, there's no heter about baking up things of tuna fish cans or kodoyma. And therefore, Moshe has to defend and explain the Maggid Avraham in a different pshat. But the simple reading says, only in a case that's not a kli gomer. In case of a mustiki kodoyma, or case in the wicker baskets to help to develop it, which again sounds like Namka Moshe. Moshe says no, he has to defend himself. Void, next Mishnah Berurah says, he discusses also Shiloh, what's the loch in the gate of Machtelus? You have this mat over here that was sewed together with Paris that has no base kibble. Also a case of a sulfur. Also sounds like the Shitosoi, there's no special head of Chayslois. Dafk over here, what to find the definition of a Kli? Now the Bialacho over here says that we have a heter be mafkia something. Mafkia, again, the way the Mechab brings down is to unravel the rope. I mean, you have rope, you can unravel, unspin it. That's how Rashi says in the Sugyo, the Tor, the Mechaber. First from Kivager, you go to the end of Simon Shin Yud Zayim. Over there, the Maggid Avraham and Mishnah Berurah bring down. The Rambam Shita says a person cannot posel chavon, cannot twine rope, cannot make rope. Take your tzitzis and a bunch of strands together and twine it together. It's also. Cannot make rope as kosher, unravel it, they can get a matir. So how in the world can the Mechab over here say it's maisa, it's mutter? Says the Mishmur and the Chanami. The Rambam will argue on this Mechaber, argue on this Torah, argue on Rashi. Rambam says a snapshot in the definition of mafkia. So what is mafkia? Mafkia is a case where you take the rope and you rip it. That means mi-menatek, mi-choytek means with a kli. And the case of mafkia means ripping it with your hand. You're ripping the rope, b'yadayim, but not unraveling it. That means what's the loch in the gate to unraveling it? It's machlokes, which leads to machlokes. What twist ties on Shabbos? According to the Rambam, it'll be a question. You have to answer it. According to the Mechaber, according to the Torah, according to Rashi, no shayla, what twist ties on mutter? That's not even a question. Now, Kamal the Mishnah says, if we're discussing the idea of ripping it, it's mutter, whether it's bikli, whether it be adayim, what happens at the Moloch of Korea? Korea is also. So he says it's very important. You study Korea, which again, you have to remember this concept. Korea is amnaslit for. Mishmur Paskins, Amnas Lasakin. But let's say it's not in the parsha of Amnas Litfor. That means when something rips, when you have a rope that rips, what do? Do you sew it together? No. Do you glue it together? No. What do? You do a kesher together. You tie it together when ropes rip. Therefore, it's not amnas litfor. It's not a partial litfor. Not a partial litfor. It's not a partial of kureya. Therefore, any psikas tolish ripping any rope is not nichlan iser kureya. What's nichlan iser? Saiser. The mice says stira kura. Therefore, it's motor. Siftas, again in the same vein, but being moisif, a case when you have a rope wrapped around food, whether it's roasted chicken or kadoimo. Again, we have the loch over here, a person has a right to mafkia, choytich, and to also unravel it, no problem. Now, come with the Magavram, the loch called a psikas talish, said, however, you have to make sure that this rope does not come to the sack of the mido, nechle isa or be machatech, you have no kavana to make a kli, otherwise, nechle get a misakin. But standard, you have basically any rope around food you want to cut, there's no problem over here. And he's moisted that even of the mandiomer, yesh bin of stir bekalim. Now, he says, Zain is sir ches, only of the mandiomer, aim bin of stir bekalim, and the rope's nechle get a stir gruo. Mashenkin siftes, even of the mandiomer, a bin of stir bekalim, is a heterical psikas tolish. Now, Mishmuel discusses this idea of being mafkir. He says, however, be very careful not to do the act of being mechatech, being makbid amidosoy. And if we discuss it practically, if let's say a person has to chop wood on Shabbos, why would you have to go do that? Says the Shai, because the guy is forcing you to chop wood. So said, when you chop wood, there are three problems. Number one, if it's small pieces of wood, that's nichle get of teichen. If it's a case over here, you're making exact sizes, nichle isteraisa of mechatech. If you stop chopping wood, nichle get of the nichol. Therefore, if a guy forced to go do it, don't do it to a set size, don't do it small, make sure only nichle geda of the nichol over here. Now, the Mishmur brings down a Sikon Aleph, the Bagavam over here brings down a Sikon Yudalad, a case of a Merkachat, that you want to take all these chashukim. Basically, what that means, by their pharmacies, if you ever go to a wine store, I have right outside an oath, in front of the wine store, there's a massive barrel over there that has slats of wood, there's metal going around it, so the metal and the wood. Metal sometimes going up, sometimes going sideways. You see some of these big barrels with that have metal slats to it that are connecting the wood. So the question is that nichel together of mustaki? So my mustaki, a piece of wood being connected together with zephis, who also, is this a case over here of a barrel that's being connected with these metal things? Says the Mishmur Magavram, there is no het over here. Why? Because it's made to go back and forth. By this, you give Zephyr, it's not as clear when you break and that's it, you'll do it again. Here, the whole function, they take the slats off, they put it somewhere else, and they reattach it again. However, Ayyidei Goy, the Maisi says, he can't be Mekel, like the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin. Sif Yod, the case of Semes Bekarko, here the Maisi, the rope is going around to the Karko, live as a Gedder Karko. By Karko, we say there is Binyan Vesir Bekalim. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Mechaber Paskins, to untie it, it'll be mutter. Why is not mutter, says the Mechaber, it's not a kesher shalka yomo. Masha Enke, in the case of being to cut it or to unravel, that's nichel the geder of seiser, and therefore it's osir. However, speaks out the Mechaber, that's talking the case which around karkel that's made the kayim. But let's say you have a daf that you're putting connecting with cement onto the tan over here, and now when you put a rope around to keep it sealed over here, since we know the loch is ein osir lekiyim klal, and not nichel get a point of a seiser even by karkel, therefore come out the rope is bolted to that. Just like you allowed to open up the door with that cement to it, who didn't allow to cut open the rope over here? Now, the Amos sends you to the Locha at the end of simulation test, how he paskins. Over there, he says not to be slimmich on this hetter to open up the daf shel taner. His reason is because mechzi geboino. No time to be slimmich upon is either negate a goy, negate a cotton, or negate a yisol when the gadol with no other option around vishinoi. Now it says over here, what's the definition of Yavkiya? So the Taz means to unravel it. Again, Be'aloch and Tzivcheh says that's only according to the Mechab in the Torah. The Maisa and the Rambam will disagree. They get to the Suga of Steer, why is it Osir? Because it is Benim Steer by case of Karko. And this is around the Karko over here. Mishpura says that this idea of to cut the rope is the only way, it's not a case of Kesh Shal Kayomo, to untie the rope. It's not Kesh Shal Kayomo. He says, what does that mean? Well, it means you can untie it much Shabbos. But let's say you leave it for a day or two or three. Maisa Nichon, the Gedda of Kiyum Klal, and therefore the Maisa cannot untie it. And the Bialacha does point out that there's a Chiddush in Rashi that sounds like when you have a rope around something and you want to open up to get the Pesach, and to get, it's only Nichol and Gedda of a Drabonon. Maisa says, I entice over there and points out, Lechor is not true, be Nichol and Gedda of a Deraiso. Sifid Aleph, not really a Sugyo, but what says the Maisa on the page of a Machik, we seem to have two cases over here in the Machaber. We have a case with a hole where the wine comes out. In a case on the whole, where the wine is not coming out. The first case, when the wine mice is not coming out, and you want to fill up the hole with a case of shaivo or shemov, the mice said it's mutter. Case when it's going to be over here, I'm sorry, it's going to be also over here. However, shardvam, it's going to be a case that's mutter. Now, come on, Mishmur, how in the world are you using shaivo? So you have bayah, it's mukso. So said the Mishmur, a case where you'll be making it before Shabbos, there it's not mukso. Now, he points out a chiddush over here, it's not only taking the shaivo and the shemen of and smearing it in, but even a hanocha ba'almo, that in of itself is also. When I put a Mishmur, they get any time you put on creams on a person, I point out there's a Mishmur that says, not only rubbing is also, there's an isser of a nocha ba'almo, you want to put destin on a child, even a nocha is also, that's the tzuf of a chaylo kedoimo. Otherwise, to put it down a nocha ba'almo, mice is also. And Mishmur says, even though we got to the safe, the chilik with the tam chochum or not, in this case, there is no chilik. Now, it says over here, by it's also when shaiva or shem of, have a shardvarm, even inside the nekev, the loch is going to be mutter. Why it's not made to be mistaken anything, it's no tikkun over here, it's mutter. However, kamal the taz, magaram, and Mishnah Berurah, they want to say this machlik's hadal on the sugya. You go like the way of the Bach, we're talking about the Eli Rabo, the Mach Mishnah, Pi the Rambam. The question is the chilik in the sugya whether it's yain coming out or yain not coming out? Or the chilik is where are you putting this thing, al gabov or betoichai? They want taina, the chilik over here is where they're putting al gabov or betoichai. And therefore, they want taina putting anything inside, even betoich is also. Even shardva metoich, not like the mechaber lemaisa wants to be makel over here. The second case of the mechaber is discussing when you have wine coming out, and you want to be seisim it with something else, derech haromo. So the loch is, it's also unless the case of a talmud chacham. Now, what is the issin be seisim it? It's a mechzi to get a mesakin, and therefore it's only mechzi because it's not derech to mesakin with these things over here. Now the person says it's not mechaven, but agami really is mechaven. Now the reason why it's mutter only for Talmud Chacham because we're not choishes will do it not b'derech haromo. Other people, they'll do b'derech haromo. They'll also do it not b'derech haromo. Now, come on, the Mishnah Berurah says, do we have Talmidei Chacham b'zman hazeh? Great question in general. They get to our sugya. Come on, the Mishnah Berurah called the Magaram. Since the Rambam Shita that says that lav dafka by haromo is dafka Talmud Chacham is anybody. And maybe we have Talmidei Chacham b'zman hazeh. Therefore, b'zman hazeh, a person has a gedda of a Talmud Chacham. He knows the sugya. However, he ends off, quoting Mabushi Yontif, those disagree with him, that even b'zman hazeh, there's no gedda of Talmud Chacham. Now, it comes out from the Mishmur, there are three levels in the gedda to the sugya of a machek, smearing things on. He starts with saying, a case of shaiva is chiv chattis. A case of shemen, the mechaber, the second case, is a dindir abonim. And it says, what shemen we're discussing, a dindir abonim, is shema of? Mashiach, regular shemen is going to be mutter. They said the case of Shumon and Chelav, that's deraisa. That means to be clear, it's a level that's very, very thick, shaiva. Case of Shumon and Chelav, that's deraisa. The next level, a case that's shemen of, that's rabbanon. And there's regular shemen, that's mutter. Now, what the levels are, how to find is a big shiloh. But they discuss the standard destin l'chur is deraisa. A stick to yodin l'chur nechel get of a deraisa. And therefore, to go use it in a body, you can't use a stick to yodin. You get a destin, you have to know how to apply it to get to a kid who's really in pain. Sif Yud Beis, to get put together with Aloch and Sif Aleph. First, we have a Beis Eish that brings down the words of Truma Tadeshin, and the Taz, half of it brings down the whole entire Truma Tadeshin. So first, let's go through what the Truma Tadeshin says, his Havmino and his Maskono. Starts with the Truma Tadeshin with the question, can a person, when he has already a knife inside the wall or inside a saftal or a daf, can you take it out on Shabbos? That means not discussing putting it in, discussing can you take it out. So first he brings down he wants a taino, when it's inside the kreisel, to take it out is also. Why? When you have it inside the kreisel, you have a hole. When you take it out, it widens the hole. It's k'ma psik ratio. May I put in words over here that when you learn the sugya of psik ratio, that's from next week, the lotion of k'ma psik ratio, meaning we don't have to have 100% psik ratio, nichol get up psik ratio, and therefore it's nichol get up of kedeach. The loch kedeach, mishn nafka beis, kedeach kol hu l'maisei chayiv. So take it out from the kreisel, it starts off saying l'maisei should be also. Ah, he has a kasha, the Mordechai says when you have inside a chavis, it's mutter. And the chur over there is not being miskaven, and should be nichol together of kedeach. Chur the kasha, Mordechai versus on himself, the Truman Tadeshin. So his first answer, he wants taina, the case of a chavis is a kli. He's causing a case of a karko. A kli ain't been investir bekelim. And therefore, by kedeach koldu, the maisa it's mutter. He goes no further, that's negated to the sugya of kedeach. I the maisa the chavis, you're making a pesach. The Pesach is also usher in the case of a kli. So he wants taina since he's not doing lohitzi lahachnis, It's only a din rabbanon. What's a din rabbanon by in miskaven by psik ratio? A din rabbanon by psik ratio. According to my Rambam, lemais is mutter. That means you have a havamina and trumas adeshen. Psik ratio rabbanon lemais is mutter. One side, and number two, a chovis to take it out lemais is mutter also. Well, however, come along these chayzer. Said no, that's not pshat the Mordechai. Mordechai, his case is when he took it out a bunch of times before Shabbos, and now you want to take it out again on Shabbos. It's not a case of a psik ratio. Not a case of psik ratio. And therefore, it'll be a psik ratio. It would be also by the case of a chavis. I have not psik ratio. What's the Mordechai say? You can take it out. Avada can take it out. So the truth is dash. And the chiddush is you might think you might make a gzeira. Shemis kavim last Pesach. But mashmal, there is no gzeira over here. There's no gzeira. But comes out the maskon of the truth is dash is that in a karko it's osir, in a chavis it's osir. The end of in a saftal is mutter. That means there only can be three cases you have to answer. Karka is osir, chavis is osir, and saftal mice is mutter. Come on, the base Eishir. He says, no, I disagree with the Trumas Adeshin, Pshat and the Mordechai. You, Mordechai, want to say it's Trumas Adeshin, it's not a Psik Ratio. You want to know, mice is a Psik Ratio. And the reason why it's mattering is Psik Ratio by the bottom is a case that's mutter over here. And he ends off the Chura, the Trumas Adeshin is very shver. Why in the world is a Chavis different in the case of a Safsal? Safsal is a Kli, it's mutter. Chavis is a Kli, it's also. What's the Svarat Mechal between the two? So the answer, said Dr. Moshe, is very simple. But in the case of a chavis, you have no chabaya, not just kodeach, a baya of Pesach. Goes through and through. And then again, in the case of a safsal, it's not go through and through. This was only the getter of kli, kli the maisa's mutter. That means you have a special issa by chavis over the situation of a safsal in the sugya of Pesach. Now, to go through three cases. Again, we have to go through the case of karka, case of chavis, the case of safsal over here. What halachas are, and they can have three separate halachas. Negeh to karko, or speaks out the Mishnah more than be halacha, anything that's more than memso, has a get of karko, be the same halacha over here. The halacha is, says the Trumas Deshin, to take it out, it's kimap, it's a kresha, it is osir, even though he's not being miscavened over here. Go to Taman Machaber, the Taz, Mishabur, say the Mises, even though it's commanding if, even though it's in miscavened, nichel the get of kadeach. Kadeach is osir. Now, come along the Mishnah Berurah, and he points out that the Magarom and the Taz really have issues over here. Wati Machmer. Magarom says you have to realize over here it's Kilkel, it's Kilachayad, it's Melacha Shein Tzichel Gufoy. Said Magarom, but the Meister Minixi Machmer. The Taz says, I have no koyach to argue with the over here, the Mechaber, Shumas Desh and Armor, the Meister come to be Machmer. That means he comes down first to be Mekel. At the end of the day, by Karko, everyone agrees to take it out, the Meister's Osir. Now, this whole entire Locha of taking in and out, the Machlekes is Dafka taking out. Says the Bialacha, but it's put it in, be a daim, be kavona, then the kuliyam about it is also, it's not even a shayla. Put it in about it to widen is also. No in miskavon, nichol get it kavona. Now, mamshich the Ramah, this halacha taking out of a karko is dafku not do it a bunch of times. If it's a bunch of times, the mice is mutter. What does it mean a bunch of times? When is Mishnah Berurah? You did it before Shabbos. You took it in and took it out. Therefore, the Pesach already is widened enough, and therefore it's not a psik ratio anymore. Again, when you take it out, it might happen. It's not psik ratio, the mice is mutter. Well, he says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say the case you did not take it out before Shabbos, but it's a kosher shalavadim, and therefore also not psik ratio for things to come out, to happen, also allowed to take it out, no problem. That means if Vada take a pin and the shaytel lead, there's no psik ratio, Vada allowed to take it out, it's not a shaylo. So when they get to the first level of karko, we paskin the question is why? We paskin the ulcer. You cannot take it out for the first time, let's just take it out beforehand. When they get to the second level, the case of a chavis over here, Kamung Mechaber Lishitosa and says, case of a kli, the mice is mutter, you're allowed to take it in and out, take it out the first time on Shabbos over here, it's not being miskaven. Asad Hashani, Kamung the Ramah, passing along the Trumas Adeshin, since it's a psik ratio to go cause the nekiv to happen over here, to widen, therefore it's also. But on this case, Kamung the place, Kim Etaino, we just mentioned before, and it's Malacha Shein Tzichel Gufoy, it's Kukul Eklachiyad, void over here is a case of Rabbonon. Not made lohi to lahachnis and a miskavin. Therefore, over here said Mishnah Berurah that Tzarech Gadol be made like the Taz. That means that karka we do not have the tzirif of drabanon. By the case of a chovis, true the Moz machmer, but here we'll stomach upon the mechaber mokum Tzarech Gadol. The third came to the case of Tolish. You want to take it out of a bench over here. That myself, no one says it's a problem over here. Side the Trumas Deshim, side the Mordechai, side the mechaber, side the Moz, side the Taz, side the Mishnah Berurah. Avada by the case of a safsal, you have a right to go take it out. No problem. Now, just to speak out the lum, this chilukim over here. What's the reason why the Mechaber is saying the chiluk over here between the case of karka versus the case of Chavis. So it's very simple. Again, the case of Chavis over here is a case of Drabonon, of making a Kli, and Bin Vistir Bekalim. Mashenk in the case of Karka, and again, the Sugah of Deraisa. They've come to be Machmer. What's the chilik according to the Shumadeshin between the case of a Chavis and a Safsal? Why is a Safsal every good in Mutter, Chavis, those who want to answer? So the basis of that is this question, but the way the Pesachim answer, Taz Mishabur, according to the Dr. Moshe, in the case of the Safsal, there's no Baya of making a Pesach. Mashenkin by the Chavis, there is a Baya making a Pesach. Now there is a side machlokes that's very important that comes out over here. Zalocha Dov She Miskavin is Mutter. Psik Resha is an Issa Deraisa. What happens if you have a psik ratio by an issa d'rabbanon? Is that mutter or is that osir? The way how the Truman said destiny, he starts with saying l'maisetz mutter. The question is, what is his maskono? Psik ratio by d'rabbanon, what's his maskono? Was he chleizer from that? The way the Magavam comes out, l'maisetz, he was not chleizer. Psik ratio d'rabbanon, l'maisetz mutter. The way the Taz comes out, he was chleizer. Paskin psik ratio on d'rabbanon, l'maisetz, or osir. That's number one. Number two, Kamal Gemishabu, and it says that's good with Machlikis, Machaber, and the Ramah. Machaber holds secretion by the Apollos, the Maisa, our Motor. The Mala Maisa says it's also over here. Number three, how do we pass him by secretion by the Apollos? The Maisa, the Ramah, the Taz, Machaber, Mishabu, we pass him in his Osir. The Neisvar, the law probably won't be making on the Machaber, but the Maisa, the Ashkenaz, the Maisa, we answer it. And a very important thing, the last law in the Magaravami says, that even though it's a secretion over here, might be Osir, I have negated secretion by a Goy. Even by derais is mutter. Dover. Let's say a person has a refrigerator, he left his light on. The light's, let's say, incandescent, no problem. The issa derais to open up the refrigerator door. Since I'm Moshin or Chaim Chalibay Simas Amaches, I want to tell the goy bepamol, he open it up, refrigerator door. What happens? Light bulb goes on. That's called a psik ratio. A goy, mutter. Why? Magavam over here by us. By a goy, there's no issa psik ratio. By Mishmos, we get down. Yeah, other places. Magavram, as I said, I'll be in Magavram. But I'm Ben Hashem again, the Chabura on Thursday, on Simon Shinyu Gimel, and again, Masov to the Heli Gazeta on a grandchild.